John Busby with the Culture Buzz. And for those of you who have followed me for a while, you know that one of my favorite interviews that I've shared with you time and time again was one I did many years ago with a delightful memoirist, an author, a wonderful spirit, Mildred Kalish. Millie Kalish is the author of what has become kind of like the memoir Bible of our family. Little Heathens is the name of her book, Hard Times and High Spirits on an Iowa Farm During the Great Depression. And Mildred Armstrong Kalish is the author of this. And you're going to get kind of caught up with what's going on with this woman who is still as vibrant as she was when we conversed a while ago. And she continues that vibrancy well into her ninth decade of life on this planet. And we're going to have a fun conversation. And we had a chance to connect here recently. And I said, Millie, I've got to do a catch-up session here so people can know what's going on in your life. Little Heathens, speaking of lives, has taken off an incredible life of its own. We were chatting before we started sharing the conversation with the folks that not only was it a bestseller book and still is, and is it on audiobook and large print and softcover and all this other thing, you were just like a kid at Christmas time when you said, oh, and I just found out it's ninth in the list of 20 e-books, and I could almost see you doing a jig.
That's true. I'm so surprised, but I'm just so totally delighted with that. But let me say something about Little Heathens. A lot of people don't understand why I named it that Little Heathens, and I can tell you that the we called it Little Heathens because my grandmother called us, all her grandkids, Little Heathens. And Little Heathens, there's much to say about this. On my book talks after the book was published, people would say, why did she name it Little Heathens? Why did you name it Little Heathens? And I would tell how Grandma would say, call us kids Little Heathens. But she didn't really mean it. Pejorative. She would say, come to the door, for instance, at 8 o'clock there in Garrison, and say, okay, you little heathens, it's time to come in and go to bed, you know. But sometimes she really did think we were little heathens, which means uncivilized.
Exactly. You didn't ever listen to the term. You listened to how it was delivered.
Exactly.
And that's why I didn't mean to gloss over the term, because there are folks out there that aren't familiar with the term. I grew up in a three-generation household, and my grandmother always used that term.
She did. I think that's fabulous. I got a big kick out of the fact that out here in California, Bill Meade, he's from Iowa, is editor of the Tehachapi News, and he wrote an editorial, and he said, my mother and my grandmother didn't call me little heathens. She called us miserable little heathens, which I just love.
Well, it's great. Well, you see, I grew up on a southeast Iowa farm, so pretty much I was only about an hour and 15 minutes away from your hometown of Garrison. A slightly different generation, but I grew up in a household that understood and grew up through the Depression.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that there is a different way that the family embraces their life and their family.
Oh, I was almost crippled by the Depression. I still feel that. I know what I still do. I still, when I break my morning egg, which I eat an egg for breakfast every morning, when I break that egg into the skillet, do you know that I still run my finger around so that I can get every morsel of egg into the skillet? And my daughter-in-law says, Millie, you don't have to do that anymore. And I said, you just think I don't. I do. I even still keep grocery bags. I just can't throw anything away.
Well, there,
and you said your mother has a lot of notes on her bulletin board.
Yes.
You ought to see mine.
Well, it was so funny. There was another conversation. I mean, you had talked about, and we're going to talk, now we get to share this with the rest of the listeners, okay?
Oh.
But you were talking about growing older, and you said that there is really nothing that an older person can tell anyone else as they age also about growing older, because here's what I visualized. Yours is a journey that kind of like overgrows behind you with every footstep you take forward, so no one else has that same path to follow.
Oh, I love that. That's a wonderful figure of speech. Overgrown, say that once more.
It's the path that you travel as you age
overgrows.
Continually overgrows right behind you, so no one else can ever take that same path.
That's a wonderful expression. I love it. I love it.
Well, you put it into good words because you're the writer, okay?
Well, that you could be. That's a lovely expression. And I think that that's what happens. I grew up with these old people. We had aunts, uncles, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents. You know, in my book, I say that nobody in our family ever died. They just grew old, and we hung them by their collars to a hook on the wall, and they conducted their affairs from there, because they didn't seem to. The only difference was I watched my grandfather when he'd come in from the garden after working from 8 in the morning till 11 o'clock. He'd come in for his once a nice lunch. He would have a wee nap before lunch. And that was, Grandpa's growing old. But I never heard him complain. He worked with bees all his life, so he didn't have any arthritis in his hands. And I just never watched it. I never noticed. I never learned how people grow old, including myself now, incidentally.
Well, and that's part of the joy, I think, of that. It is such an individualized journey, but at the same time, for those that are wise enough to observe and to interact with an elder, they can glean so much. It's not going to be an exact application they can use that information for.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, fill your canteen with water. You never know when that thirst will happen.
Right, right, right. Well, that, of course, again, is part of the depression behavior.
Yes.
You know, we learn. One of the things that I am not one who sits around yearning for the old days. However, I am ever so grateful that I grew up in Iowa on that Iowa farm during the Depression years. And don't forget also, those years were also, the weather was so bad.
Yes.
During that year. So that I learned how to live, and I am just so grateful for having had that. And it was tough, and I wouldn't go back to it for anything, but I learned, you know, I was got to thinking, because we were going to, got to plan for this talk, was the things that I did learn, and the one of the important things was, I think maybe the most important thing was delayed reward.
Yes.
You know, what I see going on around me with the instant gratification that our kids and grandkids have, you know, they see something, they buy it, and they go into debt for it. We wouldn't have done that for anything in the world. You know, my brothers put dollar bills in cigar boxes till they got $500 to buy a Model T, a Model A, actually.
Yes.
I guess it was. Yeah. But, I mean, that was one of the great things that I learned, and I'm just so, it has stood me in such absolute good stead. And, you know, another good thing that I liked.
Yes.
That we learned, has stood me in good stead, and it was pretty harsh. One, life is not fair. And another one I wrote down was, life doesn't owe you anything. And I just tucked those things away, and it was tough, but we lived with it. And that has just been absolutely fabulous support for me all my life. And I've been grateful to it. How do you like them apples?
I think them are good apples to chomp into, that's for sure. Mildred Kalish is my guest, and if you have not by now read her book, Little Heathens, if you don't personally own a copy of Little Heathens in whatever format you wish, because it is available in virtually every format to be consumed, you need to make sure you have that. Why? Well, not only will you learn a lot about Mildred's life as she grew up during the Depression, but it's almost like a complete allegory in that you can glean and capture and pull and just take whatever kind of bits and pieces of wonderful information there is contained in Little Heathens, and you will find a place to apply it in your own life to better yourself. And that's something that's a rare occurrence. So you don't always get that from a good book, and Mildred's book is not a good book. It's a great book.
I'd like to hear that.
Well, let's talk about the notes, because I love hearing the story about how Little Heathens came about, because you would always share stories of your childhood, and then it just simply, you had to put it into print, didn't you?
Well, let me tell you how that really came about. It was fascinating. Growing up the way I did, I was an adult probably by about the age of nine, so when I left Iowa, all my friends, I would tell them how to do this. I'd show them how to sew a button on, you know, take up a hem, make my grandma's wonderful cream pie, which was fabulous, and how to cook dandelions and early in the spring, and make that lettuce and bacon and onion salad. And they do none of this. My friends knew none of this, and they all called me mother. And so when after I grew up, got to be older, had kids and grandkids, we came out here to California with my son and daughter-in-law and three kids, and they came out quite precipitously. They didn't have time really to get to manage things. They were both working. They had a four-year-old and a nine and a 10-year-old. And so they got overwhelmed, and they called Harry and me and said, will you please come out and run our household for us? So we did that. And we had this she was five. And Meredith, we had to walk her to kindergarten. And on the way, I started to tell her farm stories. I started to tell her about my life when I was her age and going. She got so intrigued that it got so that every time we started to school with her, she'd take our hands and she'd say, Grandma, tell me a farm story. Isn't that sweet?
It's wonderful.
So that was the title of my book. And when it came, my editor didn't like that and said, absolutely not. And so we had some nice straight Scotch on the rocks out in Doug's backyard, and Doug came up with Little Heathens, and so that was how the editors of Random House just loved it, and that was how it came to be Little Heathens. I think that's really interesting, don't you?
Oh, it's perfect. It's a perfect way to, and it's so appropriate that your son came up with the title.
Yeah, I think it was just absolutely wonderful, and I loved the way the editors loved it. They said, that's what it's going to be,
yep.
And that's what it was. And as I said, I've had fun with that name. Incidentally, we found it. I've forgotten what you call this item the computer. Doug found that the Chinese had changed the name to, what was it? The small evildoers. Isn't that cute?
So that's the interpretation?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was adorable. And the end of the email had a line I absolutely loved. It ended up by saying, her pen was filled with happy memories.
Oh,
isn't that cute?
That is perfect.
I thought that was so adorable. And at any rate, but one of the things I was going to tell you, one of the things is that I was able to live. I was ready for anything in this whole world. I would not once would it have entered my mind that I had to go back to my parents and live with my parents or live back, go home, you know, because the world had defeated me. Man, oh, man, I was, bring it on.
I tell you, you know, what's the term, spit and vinegar?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah, and but it's the most wonderful spit and vinegar you could ever experience, folks. By all means, connect with Little Heathens. This is a book, because of its timelessness, you can come back to time and time again at different points in your own life's journey, and you will find something new. You will mine some new nugget from this wonderful, rich vein, which Mildred has written for us, and it's going to be a great time. Go to her website, little-heathens.com. And tell you what, you know, if you've got someone, maybe a younger generation, this is a perfect gift to give them. It's a delightful book. It's kind of, in my mind, this is the gold standard of what a memoir should be about, because it captures the essence of the time being covered in the book, but it has so much more that goes well beyond those years and the person to become kind of everyman's stuff, and that is good stuff indeed. Millie, this is just like, you know, sitting down around the backyard picnic table and just talking around with the family. You are always a delight to visit with, and I am just vicariously tickled to the very inner core of my being that you are having such a fun ride with this book.
It truly is the most fabulous thing. Well, it has given me a whole new career, I want to tell you. It's been fabulous. And one of the many pleasures is the people I meet who write email me. And, you know, I have one of the things that's happening right this minute is that the book is being used as a source book for these people who are trying to simplify their lives, number one, and number two, they're trying to get control of part of their lives, like what they eat. And they're using my book to plant gardens and start small mini farms. And the Growing Green group loves it. They use it as a source book for starting these little 2-acre farms, you know, so that they can, they call it living a more simple life, simplifying their lives. And I find that just incredibly gratifying.
Oh, well, thank you for your sharing. And I mean this in the most sincere and complimentary way possible. If there's one term I could give you right now that popped into my head, you are the Grandma Moses of literature.
I love it. I'll take it.
It's yours, Millie. I look forward to a future conversation, because it's always an absolute thrill and just fun to share this. Folks, Little Heathens, get it. Got to be in your library. If you know someone who doesn't have it, they will appreciate the fact you thought enough of them to get the book for them. So, Mildred, much continued success in all you're doing. The ripple effect from Little Heathens is absolutely wonderful to watch.
I do appreciate you having me on. I love chatting with you. You're a great guy to chat with, you know.
I try my darndest. I learned from a good grandmother, that's for sure.
Right on to her. Give my regards to your mother.
I shall. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.